Carbon Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number two. And I got a story for you. You're going to love this one. Okay? And it reveals more of what you need to know about the kind of people who seek high political office. Now, we all know what Twitter is, and we're all using it. I use Twitter an awful lot here. And we are used to seeing celebrities and politicians brag about how many Twitter followers they have. And, of course, over the last couple of years, we've come to understand that a lot of Twitter followers can be manufactured and fake. There are actually companies who will do that for a fee, is just load up your Twitter account with so many people being followed. So there's a very interesting story that just came out of Daily Mail. And apparently somebody actually went out and found a way to determine whether Twitter followers are real human beings or something created on a computer. And they started ranking people who had the most fake Twitter followers. Number one on the list, President Barack Obama. 19.5 million of his Twitter followers don't seem to really exist. Second place, Vice President Joe Biden, followed by First Lady Michelle Obama and the White House Communications Shop. It's part of the illusion. It's part of the matrix to make you think these people are popular and loved and you shouldn't speak out against them because you're just going against the flow of society at large. It's all an illusion. And I want to make an important point here. All of my Twitter followers are real. Both of them. We're going to go to the phones. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Yeah, there's been developments. Greystone, Ukraine, mercenaries.
Yes. Yes.
Apparent. My newfound friend, the journalist for this, the national newspaper of this country, had a telephone call from the U.S. Embassy. Apparently from an unlisted number in that U.S. Embassy. And he used the 1471 and found the number, because he was out of the office at the time, rang it and got no reply. It appears we are stirring a hornet's nest in this little quest to expose Greystone as Blackwater. Now, he found me this morning, my new friend, found me this morning just to let me know. I sent him a load of information on Greystone, and he'd received it okay. And he's now writing another article. But this phone call, why would the U.S. Embassy be interested in a private company called Greystone?
Well, we already know that Greystone is a subsidiary of Blackstone Academy, whatever they're calling themselves this week, and one of the largest customers of these mercenary services is the United States government. So, yeah, they're going to be tangled up together. I'm sure the agricultural secretary at the U.S. Embassy, which is usually the CIA chief of station, is probably coordinating and passing information back and forth to these hired mercenaries. Officially, the U.S. is claiming there are no American citizens on the ground in Ukraine. Germany was saying the same thing, but now the German parliament is conducting their own investigation because they're convinced that German nationals working as hired mercenaries are on the ground in Ukraine targeting these separatist independence movement. Now, as I reported earlier in the show, the army of the junta in Kiev is having a major problem. They're not doing very well. The Ukrainian soldiers are not eager to shoot on their fire on their fellow Ukrainians, and desertion has become a major, major problem. Not just all these intact units that are moving over to join with the independence people, but just regular rank and file are deserting. And, you know, and they're trying to shoot them as they run away. That's how bad it's falling apart over there.
Well, it was a bit of an irony in my voice when I said, what does it have to do with the American
I did catch that. I did catch that. Yes, I was just trying to fill in some background information here.
Yes. But anyway,
else?
Yes, this seems to be a problem, because the information I now have is that some of these captured mercenaries have been identified by the Russian separatists, and this information has been passed through to the Russian administration,
mm-hmm.
and now we're getting confirmation. I think very shortly they will be releasing names.
Well, that will certainly be an interesting story. I hope they hold it till Tuesday so it's not lost in the weekend revelries. But obviously we'll be keeping an eye out for it, and we'll be posting it to whatreallyhappened.com. And if we do get those names, we will make a story of it on Tuesday when people are back paying attention.
Yeah, the other news is it has created a stir in the parliament here, in the members of parliament. So I'll keep you up to date as we go forward with this.
Please do. Please let me know the information you get. John, I'm going to let you go here. We're coming up on a commercial. I'm going to try and sneak in one more phone call. Obi in Colorado. Aloha, Obi. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to comment to you something that Obama did say that kind of, to me, confirmed that he knows that somebody else is really in charge, not him. When it was in the primaries and it was coming out that some of the early primaries may have been being rigged against Ron Paul, he outright made a comment that the powers that be do not want Ron Paul being president. And the way that he said it, you could really infer that he was talking about somebody else who were the powers to be, not him.
Well, you know, obviously Israel did not want Ron Paul anywhere near the Oval Office. The Federal Reserve absolutely does not want Ron Paul anywhere near the office. I think if Ron Paul had succeeded in winning either the 2008 or 2012 primary, they probably would have taken a shot at him, the way they shot Bobby Kennedy out of the race it looked like he might win.
Yeah, and it was just, to me, it was like the international central banking system who really runs everything. Those are the people that really didn't want Ron Paul in, because he was going to, you know, systematically get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when they did the big bailouts and it was asked to Bernanke when he was in front of Congress, you know, where a lot of the money went, and they knew it went to Europe, Bernanke wouldn't answer even where it at all went. So, you know, the whole central banking system around the world is one system. It's not separate systems. And it just, those people didn't want Ron Paul in office, and it's, you know, it goes to the voter votes being rigged. I mean, the only way we can take our country back is we got to take our votes back.
Well, that's one of the steps that we need to do. When we're talking about the blueprint for the new America, we have to have an absolutely verifiable, fully transparent, auditable, double-check, back-check election system. And it is possible to do that. There was a system called TrueVote that seemed to be really pretty much rig-proof until the guy who invented it died in a strange accident. And we need to get rid of those electronic machines. It should be absolutely visible from beginning to end. And I will maintain, and this is going into the blueprint for the new America, if the government cannot prove the honesty and accuracy and fairness of the elections by which they claim authority over the people, then the people are neither legally nor morally obligated to obey that government, to pay that government's bills, and certainly not sacrifice the lives of their children in that government's wars.
I agree, Michael, and I'll let you go on that note.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. That was Obi in Colorado. Story coming out of 12160. You know all those fusion centers that are part of this giant NSA computer keep watch on you system? And it is keeping watch on you. They've already admitted they can't even begin to find any Syrian terrorists coming into this country. And apparently these fusion centers were deployed specifically against the Occupy movement, peaceful protest, and political dissidents. All of this money was spent has nothing to do with crime or terrorism. It's about spying on Americans to make sure they're not thinking those double plus ungood thoughts. Didn't work. We're still out here thinking them. We'll be right back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy one to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, then they tell us. The banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm just now posting this video from Democracy Now! And we had actually covered this a while back. Along with all these other abuses of veterans, there was another scandal in which military people who had served in combat, just as they're about to get out, the military command would try and find some way to give them a dishonorable discharge. Because once you have that, the VA isn't responsible for you anymore. It was another way of controlling costs. These people who served, did the combat, and then, they're getting close to getting out. They'd maybe get into a fist fight from all these SSRIs they're pumped up with or PTSD. And the military would declare them dishonorably discharged in order to strip all the benefits from them. Just another way of screwing the veterans to save a few bucks so they can buy more grenades or something with it. We're going to take a phone call here. Tony in Indiana. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call, getting a chance to talk to you again. A couple things, if you don't mind. I really appreciate your passion and zeal talking about the potential World War III scenario with Russia, Ukraine, China, and all those shenanigans going on over there. But I would like to, I don't know what word I'm looking for, caution you, your other RBN hosts, other hosts on other networks. Mm-hmm. You got to remember, Eugene Debs was thrown in prison under the Espionage Acts during World War One for being an anti-war speaker. That famous speech he made in Canton, Ohio. Maybe some of your listeners can look that up and read it.
Well, I mean, Tony, everybody who's out here working to restore the Republic,
absolutely.
And you know, we all understand that's a risk. We're not naive. We're not children. I mean, I've been doing this for 20 years, during which I've been harassed, attacked, my servers constantly being hacked. You know, I don't talk about it because I don't want to encourage it, but it's a reality of life. And yes, we have seen people be killed. People who are on the verge of breaking big stories. They seem to have strange accidents. A lot of people dying of pneumonia. A lot of bloggers. It is a reality. We have a lot of fallen comrades at this point. And anybody who's out here who's going to be trying to stop this world war and stand up to the money junkies, we understand that people who do that do get killed, including presidents of the United States of America.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I'm just, you know, for me saying this coming from, you know, I was public school educated. I'm learning more after I'm out of high school than what I did know. And it's just that a lot of people don't realize the Espionage Acts. Hell, go all the way back to Alien Sedition Acts. But anyway, my other point, and I'll let you go, Mike, I appreciate your show. A lot of people are nailing Obama to the cross, and rightfully so, about the VA shenanigans that's going on. But how come no one is saying anything about the Congressional and Senate oversight committees that govern the Veterans Affairs?
Well, you're absolutely right. They should be. And again, on last night's Daily Show, Jon Stewart made the point. This has been going on all along. It isn't just Obama. It isn't just Shinseki. It is an attitude that infects the government and the military high command completely, that once these kids are no longer able to go on the front line and carry out their duty, just get rid of them and cut costs any way that you can. In fact, Craig over in our control room was sharing with me that apparently there are some new laws coming up where if you are a veteran and you get 3 Class C misdemeanors in a year, they can cut off your benefits. And
wow.
If you get a felony, that's it immediately. They're just looking for excuses to not have to spend money on these kids who were injured and crippled in these wars for the bankers.
Yep. Perfect, Mike. Good show. I'll talk to you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Now, with regard to the Espionage Act, obviously I'm not in possession of any classified information. I haven't been in possession of classified information since 1972, I think, when I was still with NASA. As far as the Alien and Sedition Acts, sedition is a crime that was invented to punish people for telling the truth about the government. And that was imposed on the colonies by the British Crown. And that was a big reason for that First Amendment to be there, to say the government cannot punish anybody for telling the truth. The First Amendment is there to protect the truth. It's not there to protect lies, although politicians are now trying to go to court to say that campaign speeches are protected speech under the First Amendment, meaning that anybody who stands up and says you're lying in this campaign speech can now be prosecuted for infringing on their First Amendment rights. That's how twisted this thing has become. We're going to grab another phone call here. Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. I'm calling to basically give kind of a brief snapshot as to where we are and how quickly all this is eroding. And I just want to bring up that I'm talking about our civil liberties. Yesterday, we had the legal architect of Obama's secret laws for enabling the murder of American citizens anywhere in the world, without trial, without anything, without charging the person with a crime, without answering to anybody. A guy named David Barron was confirmed, to the second highest court in the land, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Like Himmler's lawyer, basically, got a lifetime appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And also yesterday we have, the House rejected an end to the, use of force measure. They were going to actually vote down the authorization for use of force that was the
author. Okay, I was going to cover this a little bit later. I want to go back to the first one. The guy who wrote this still classified but soon to be released probably after heavy editing memo that says it's legal for Barack Obama to send drones into countries that we're not at war with and kill innocent people. His new position, he is now basically in the running to eventually be a Supreme Court judge. And that's a very scary situation. When you have a guy like that who says, yeah, the president can kill whoever he wants to kill, including Americans, and he's aiming at the right. Supreme Court, that's a bad sign. Now, getting on to this other situation about the NDAA, there was a proposed amendment that would end the indefinite detention authority, to where the government can grab you and lock you up, and you don't get a trial and you don't get a lawyer. They're just going to hold you for however long they want. There was a new provision in the NDAA to take that out, and that had to be removed before the Congress would vote it through. So Congress has just rubber-stamped President Obama's ability to grab anybody he wants for any reason he wants and lock them away from the public, like he's doing with all of these people down at Guantanamo. Even though the military tribunal has said that at least one-third of them are innocent of any wrongdoing against the United States of America and recommended their release, the White House is insisting they be kept locked up. We know why. With the revelation that those three hunger strikers, we were told all committed suicide on the same day, were actually tortured to death. Anybody gets released from Guantanamo, gets interviewed by the media around the world, and it's going to just be hammered in front of everybody's face. The U.S. government tortures people to death.
That's absolutely right, Michael. And how these guys can justify this, David Barone, who has now a lifetime appointment, how he can, what legal contortions and moral contortions can he, you know, go to justify, you know, murder without any sort of legal recourse at all? It's kind of reminiscent of Dershowitz when he came out and said that torture was legal. Remember that?
I remember that.
Both of them harbored.
I remember. Now we've been told that they're going to release this memo that says these drone strikes are legal. And they're probably doing a last-minute rewrite on it right now.
Can I make a point on that?
Yeah, 10 seconds.
All right. He said he was going to release it, but he didn't say when, and he did not release it before the vote. So.
Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you, Peter. We'll be right back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Down in Thailand, the coup that was not a coup and then was a coup again is moving forward. The chief of the Thai army has now declared himself the acting prime minister. And so apparently they're trying to calm the situation down there. But again, the people of Thailand just got fed up with their corrupt, illegal government, seeing the same thing starting to happen down in Mexico. We're on the doorstep of seeing the same thing happen here in the United States of America. The world has, in fact, gone through a global political awakening to the reality of what's been going on in their lives. They've all taken the red pill, to mix my metaphors. They're all realizing that all of these government and banking entities are not there to take care of them, but to loot the people and just send them off to war and just play their little imperial games across the globe. The difference between our current society and medieval Europe really isn't all that different. It's still the rich getting richer, the poor getting poorer, the arrogance of power, and endless wars of conquest. Now, getting over to the IRS, some interesting developments there. The IRS announced that it was going to start over on defining the rules governing Tea Party groups and other nonprofits for political speech. Then they said they're going to delay it and had no timetable to do it. This is more political theater. It's just like when the House passed that watered-down USA Freedom Act, the only thing it does is try and convince Americans that, hey, the NSA isn't spying on you anymore, honest and for true, so you don't need to take steps to protect your private data from the government that wants to loot your business secrets for their own personal profit. And this is more of the same thing. We're going to revise the rules. The IRS is going to be much better behaved in the future. Well, that's complete nonsense. The IRS wasn't following the existing rules to begin with. And it will likely break the rules again in the future when so ordered. And we now understand that there was coordination between the highest levels of the IRS and the White House over the targeting of political dissidents. It wasn't a rogue official in the Cincinnati office. Oh, my stars and garters, they lied to us again. Now, apparently there is an email that has come out, or rather interview at a Department of Justice section chief by lawmakers from the House of Representatives, which have brought out the fact that the Internal Revenue Service and the Department of Justice colluded in a plan that was intentionally stated, find a way to criminalize free speech by opposition groups. And neither the IRS or the Department of Justice are legally allowed to do that. They were in complete violation of the law and the Constitution to do that. Remember what Chief Justice John Marshall said? The power to tax involves the power to destroy. And the IRS is now waving that power around on full display. Because earlier today, the IRS announced that 318,000 federal workers owe $3.3 billion in back taxes. So if you're struggling with back taxes, don't feel alone. You got a lot of company all across the country. That includes 714 people working for the House and Senate. And I'm sure we're all out here saying, well, you know, if the government people aren't going to pay their taxes, why should we? You know, they're paid more than we are anyway. But I think the other reason the IRS issued this announcement at this particular time, this is a veiled warning from the IRS to stop investigating this targeting of political dissidents scandal, or the IRS is going to start going after the federal employees, seizing their bank accounts and other forms of harassment. This is the IRS setting it up itself up as a power, opposing the federal government, saying if you continue to investigate us, we're going to start going after your workers. Now that, I think, fits the definition of terrorism as set forth in the USA Patriot Act. Now remember, the IRS, as that commercial says, it's a private company. It's not part of the government. It works for the Federal Reserve System, which is also a private company, not part of the government. It's no more federal than Federal Express. And we have Alan Greenspan on video saying the Federal Reserve answers to no government authority. They see themselves as the true rulers of this nation. And the timing of this announcement by the IRS that 318,000 federal workers are behind on their taxes is a warning shot from the IRS. Stop digging into this matter or we're going to really start messing your people up. That's what it is. It's a threat. It'll be interesting to see how the federal government responds to this threat. I mean, if some Arab on the other side of the world says death to the great Satan, it's headline news and they send in a drone strike. But now we have the Internal Revenue Service implying a threat against federal workers who, like the rest of us, are dealing with severe financial hardships and ever, ever higher taxes. And now the IRS has implied a threat against federal workers. I think that has to be answered. All righty, let's see. Story here over at 12160, disappearing tax base among states. And they're starting from the idea that New Jersey basically announced a massive budget shortfall at the end of the first quarter and saying they're not alone. It's happening to states all across the country. Why is it happening? Well, I'll tell you. For political reasons, all of these state governments are basing their economic forecasts on the U.S. government's unemployment figures, which we know are total junk. The U.S. government is still maintaining that the unemployment rate in this country is only 6%, going from the U.S. Department of Labor Statistics' own numbers of the number of Americans available to work versus the number of people who actually are working. The jobless rate in this country is pushing 60%, almost 10 times what the government says it is. So all these state governments, their budget people get together and they say, well, we've got 6% unemployment rate according to the federal government, and they run their little calculations and they say, we can expect this much in tax revenues this coming year, and they're not getting it. And because all these people at the state government see their jobs as on-the-job training for the big promotion to Washington, D.C., they don't want to stand up and say, look, the federal government's lying about these numbers. So they raise taxes again to try and cover the shortfall. They cut public spending again to cover the shortfall, and the people suffer for it. And politics goes on as usual. Story out of PatriotRising.com. Expect more cities to face bankruptcy. They have to. They have to. They're caught between this rock and the hard place. They're being told to run their budgets as if there's only 6% unemployment instead of 60% unemployment. And they're getting into trouble. Detroit has already gone bankrupt. Flint is next. New York City's in trouble. The whole system is shutting down because the flow of money is now confined primarily to Wall Street and Washington, D.C. It's like tying a tourniquet around your neck to keep all the blood trapped up in your brain. And the brain's getting all the nutrients and all the goodies and all the oxygen. For a while, it's going to feel pretty good. And then the rest of the body starts dying, and the brain says, I don't feel so good, and I don't understand what happened. That's what's going on economically in this country. An economy is a system, and for the system to work properly, money must be flowing freely at all levels, and it must be flowing into all necessary sectors of investment, not just the get-rich-quick schemes, and not just the money junkies. Everything the federal government has done since 2008 was absolutely the wrong thing to do for the good of the economy as a whole. It was perfect for Wall Street and the money junkies and bad for the nation. And they can't pretend that's not true. And they're still like, oh, we're in a recovery. It doesn't matter how bad things are going. We're still in a recovery, and you will believe us or you're wrongheaded, according to Obama. Hewlett-Packard is planning another 16,000 layoffs, and I'm really sorry to see that. I have kind of mixed feelings about Hewlett-Packard. When I was very young and still with NASA, they made the best. Calculators, desktop computers, it was amazing. The stuff would last forever. And it didn't have bugs. It was quality. It represented the best of what American technology and manufacturing could do. Then they went through that dark period with Carla Fiorini, who was the CEO, and they started getting components made in places like Hungary. And we almost lost our commercial production business when we started it because we bought all HP equipment. Locking up wouldn't work. This wouldn't work. The CD burners would last only 2 weeks. They're a little better now. I've had a chance to have some of their latest product in my hands, and it looks like they're coming back from that dark period. But I'm sorry to see that 16,000 more technology workers are going to lose their jobs here. By the way, if you're planning barbecues over the holiday weekend, you might want to brace yourself before you go to the supermarket. The USDA is warning of sticker shock on U.S. beef. And they say it's all because of the drought out west, and that's all the fault of global warming. And no, it isn't. It's the fault of the neglect of the aqueducts and irrigation systems. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on Medical Tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. There's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. And even shots, pills, capsules, little drops.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're coming up on the top of the hour and the lovely Lady Claire. Now, Jim Willie is over there on, well, it's a YouTube video, talking about how this new Russia-China alliance is going to destroy the U.S. dollar as the global trade and reserve currency. It is now inevitable. And for a very fundamental reason, the rest of the world understands that a monopolar global currency hands the owner of that currency a tremendous economic advantage. Whether you call it interest payments or a mafia-like piece of the action, the U.S. financial system has become dependent on making money off of commerce happening in countries all over the world in which they're not directly involved. Because everybody has to come to the United States of America and either borrow U.S. dollars at interest or provide real manufactured goods and agricultural produce for those little ink and paper tickets before they can do business anywhere else. That is the heart of the United States imperial control over the world. And the world is pretty much sick and tired of it. And the other reason why there is a problem out there is because all of this quantitative easing and runaway printing has led to a loss of trust in the U.S. dollar. Plus, if you accept a dollar in commerce, you can't bring it back to the United States and get anything of value for it. America's manufacturing is in decline. The products that we are made in America are worthless. Remember that recall from Office Depot? Can't even make a chair anymore. The top of the chair is falling off and people are getting hurt. And nobody wants to buy America's agricultural produce anymore because of that disastrous experiment with GMO. And so they just want to change their currencies back and forth. And there really is no reason for countries to not carry out commerce over their border with whatever currency they choose to accept. Money is whatever the two trading partners say it is. Whether it's dollars, the ruble, the yuan, pretty seashells, pounds of salt, the Ron Paul dollar. Whatever you agree to use as a medium of exchange, that's the money. It is only the threat of U.S. military force that has coerced the world into continuing to say, yes, when we go across the border, we will obediently use the United States dollar. And they're fed up with it. And the reason they're fed up with it goes back to actions by the Federal Reserve and by the United States government that have undermined global trust in the U.S. dollar. Now, they've had some help. Barclays has just been fined $40 million for manipulating the price of gold over the last 10 years. We've been telling you all along, the indications were the price of gold is artificially being kept down because they don't want you to empty your savings account, even with the negative interest, and put your money into physical silver and physical gold. They don't want you to put into physical silver and physical gold. They need you in the stock market so they can make money off of you. They need you in the banking system so they can grab the cash whenever they need to. If you're operating outside that system, you're invisible to them. And there is a growing off-the-grid economy in this country of people who are just doing direct swaps, trades, barter, whatever you want to call it. And the government's in a panic because they can't track that or put taxes on any of it. And of course, for those banks that act as bullion depositories for other countries, they need the price of gold absolutely crushed if they're going to have a chance to buy back the physical gold to replace the bullion that they've been playing games with. And again, if you have not caught it, they're still rerunning it. The H2 History Channel, America's Book of Secrets, they're rerunning that gold conspiracy episode, and you should take a look at that because that is all really going on. The New York Federal Reserve can't return the gold bullion they were storing on behalf of Germany and other countries. And when you are a bullion depository, it's not like a bank where they take in your cash and they loan it out. A bullion depository operates like a safety deposit box. If you go into a bank and you rent a safety deposit box, you can put your gold and silver in there, your grandmother's heritage bracelet, whatever else you want in there. And at any time, you can walk in and get that back. So Germany put a big chunk of their sovereign gold bullion into a safety deposit box in the basement of the New York Federal Reserve. And when they went to get it back, the New York Federal Reserve said, no, you got to wait 7 years. And Germany said, can we at least look at our bullion? The New York Federal Reserve said, no. So imagine going into your bank, and you tell the bank you want to go to your safety deposit box, and they say, sorry, we can't let you do that. I'll tell you what, we'll bring out the box and we'll open it and you can look at it from a distance and see there's some gold colored things in there and there's a bracelet that kind of sort of looks like the one that belonged to your grandmother, but that's all you're allowed to do. And now you understand why these other countries are very upset. And the only way the New York Federal Reserve is going to prevent a gold run on their vaults, along with the Bank of England and the Bank of France, who seem to have been playing the same games, is they've got to find a way to buy physical gold as cheaply as they can. And that's another motive for all of these people to be manipulating the price of physical gold down as low as they can. And if that doesn't work, I guarantee you the federal government will outlaw private ownership of gold coins and gold bars, just like Franklin Roosevelt did in 1933. You'll be ordered to turn them in to save those poor bankers from their own misdeeds, and they'll give you a nice stack of ink and paper things in exchange for it. By the way, if you are able to invest in physical silver and gold, I recommend you go over to the Republic Trading Group. They have ads at my website and at the top of republicbroadcasting.org. Sorry, that's Republic Broadcasting. Yeah, it is republicbroadcasting.org. I was going to put the network in there. Click that ad. They will get you set up with gold and silver rounds and bars at a really good price, and part of the proceeds from those sales do fund our network, and we need your help. You know, we're running right on the edge. We're having to dig under our seat cushions for change just to buy a new cable for the control room. So please make a point of hitting that donate button over at Republic Broadcasting. All righty, moving on right along here. Over in Greece, if you want to see where the United States is headed, Greece, the government of Greece, has had to sell 110 of the best beaches in the country to private owners to try and pay off their debt to the European Central Bank. And that is really the scam. The private central banks buy their way into control of the nation's currency. They issue that currency as a loan at interest. It's all ink and paper and numbers in a computer. And when the debt gets up really high, they tell the government, well, you've got to privatize the public property to settle this artificially created debt. So they wind up owning the real hard assets of the nation. Now, it was for this reason that the Founding Fathers added the Enclave Clause to the United States Constitution, so that federal government could not own the public land. It's the property of the states and the people, so that the federal government could not grab that land and sell it to pay off their debts or pledge it as collateral on borrowing. Of course, we know the U.S. federal government has violated that clause and now claims ownership of roughly one-third of the nation, which is what's led to these confrontations out west with the ranchers. And unless they are stopped, the U.S. will soon be doing the same thing as Greece. They're going to sell off all of our public beaches, our national parks, and all the rest of it. And it'll all be turned into hotels, gambling casinos, and gated secure communities for the 1% money junkies. That's where they're trying to take the nation, where they own it all and you live your life as a serf in permanent servitude. The American dream of people owning the land is being murdered before your eyes. And we're being dragged back to feudalism, where the land owns the people. That's what they're really trying to do. The money junkies hated the American experiment, and now it looks like they're finally going to succeed in killing it off. We're going to take a break for our top of the hour blurb. Back with the lovely Lady Claire after these few words.